Red cursive writing outside the historic square white building that sits at the corner of French and Michigan reads, Casa de Tarjetas, House of Cards, named after the owner. Urban infill expert Jonathan Card is leasing the space to architectural designer Billy Lambert to run his design business and art gallery, aptly named after its location near Fredericksburg Road. Lots of light flood the impressive space inside, while outside the quiet neighborhood is comfortable and well-lived. But the red cursive letters hint at the shaky ground on which the gallery sits with the city and some neighbors. It does not have the proper zoning to be a business, and so in December it was shut down. Though not before Lambert and gallery curator Celeste Wackenhut decided to remain open for several more months anyway.
I mean, how much longer could we sit there and not do what we're here to do, which is serve artists and serve architects and do design.
Wackenhut says the main problem neighbors have with them is parking. She says even during their September grand opening, music and crowds were kept to a minimum. Wackenhut and Lambert have tried gaining the support of the Beacon Hill Neighborhood Association. Cosima Colvin is the chair of the Neighborhood Zoning and Urban Design Committee. She says support has been a mixed bag between those who think revitalization is a good thing and the others who, through meetings, it was revealed aren't so wild about the business.
There was a lot of support. There was a lot of good feedback on the business. But ultimately, every meeting was somewhat filibustered and no decision ever came to be. And it was time to you know, open the business, and it was time to take the next step.
That next step included hanging the gallery's first exhibit. Artist Jose Chapa is displaying some of his work at French and Michigan in a show called 50-250. His embossed copper works, The Gentle Side of Relationships, feature would-be text messages between two people.
Feeling inspired, thanks for your unconditional love.
While the gallery is on shutdown, Chapa is at a loss for inspiration and love. The city's planning commission gave its blessing for the space in December. The gallery is now waiting on the zoning commission to do the same this month. Meantime, Chapa is left wondering why San Antonio would want to blow this house of cards down.
We like living in the inner city and we want to promote the inner city. So we really would hope and expect that the city of San Antonio would also support us.
Councilman Diego Bernal wants what's best for the city, the gallery, and the neighborhood.
I don't believe that there's been a real effort to bring people together and figure out if there's a middle ground. That's what my role is now, and I think that we can get there.
Soon the business will have been closed for a month, and without a resolution, the design company and gallery's 8 employees are stuck in limbo, not only with proper zoning, but with some of the angriest neighbors.
And we feel like people don't really know who we are and why we're here. And we're here because we want to help all artists. We want to show good work. We want to do good work. And nothing about our business, we feel like, encroaches on the neighborhood. We feel like we're an asset.
Wackenhut says she's not sure how much longer they can go on before French and Michigan is just an intersection again. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.